NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Three students shot at a high school outside Seattle yesterday remain hospitalized in critical condition with head wounds. A fourth student is in serious condition. The four were hurt when a fellow student opened fire in the cafeteria, killing two, including himself. Dr. Joanne Roberts is the chief medical officer at Providence Everett Medical Center, where two of the critical students are being treated. She says the next 3 days will be crucial, and she says they won't know a whole lot more until then. But she says what the families need now is peace.
Both families need as much privacy with their loved ones as possible, so I would hope that people would honor that. At this point, I think we're still at the stage where prayers and hopes are the best things folks can offer.
School officials say classes won't be held at Marysville Pilchuck High School next week, and police say a handgun was recovered at the scene. The governors of three states, New York, New Jersey, and now Illinois, have announced new measures to deal with people flying into their states from parts of West Africa. If a passenger has had direct contact with an Ebola patient, they will have to submit to a mandatory quarantine for 21 days. As NPR's Zoe Chase reports, the policy is already being tested in New Jersey.
One healthcare worker flew into Newark just after New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's announcement. She was the first to be quarantined under this policy. She'd just come from treating Ebola patients in West Africa. Then she was rushed to University Hospital in Newark. The hospital says she developed a fever. She was tested for Ebola, and she was negative. But according to the brand new policy, she'll remain in isolation for 21 days. Whether she'll spend the remainder of the 3 weeks at the hospital or be sent somewhere else isn't yet known. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.
A conservative advocacy group is weighing its legal options after a federal judge tossed its lawsuit against the IRS. NPR's Peter Overby reports True the Vote is among dozens of organizations alleging the IRS targeted them for political reasons.
True the Vote sued the IRS in 2013 after waiting 3 years to be confirmed as a 501c3 tax-exempt charity. The organization, which promotes concerns about voter fraud, says the IRS systematically targeted the application because of a perceived association with Tea Party groups. But along the way, the IRS approved True the Vote's application. The group wanted to pursue the lawsuit anyway, but Judge Reggie Walton in Washington dismissed it. He said the IRS has fixed the application process. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Uber is facing problems in another city. The ride-sharing service is now facing a battle with Nevada's highly regulated taxi industry. Company launched yesterday in Las Vegas, Reno, and Carson City, but some of the cars were impounded for not being licensed. Uber says that's unjust, and they say they're not a taxi service. This is NPR News. A Marine who died Thursday in a non-combatant incident in Baghdad was the second U.S. military death associated with a campaign against the so-called Islamic State. Earlier this month, the Pentagon says a Marine who ejected from an MV-22 Osprey aircraft over the Persian Gulf was presumed lost at sea. Meanwhile, a new poll shows 65% of Americans think the threat from ISIS is extremely or very important. Nearly half think the U.S. military response hasn't gone far enough. The AP GFK poll also shows less than half approve the way the president is handling the danger posed by the extremist militants. There's rain in the forecast in San Francisco as the Giants and the Kansas City Royals prepare to play Game 4 of the World Series tonight. Last night, the Royals took a 2-1 lead with a close win from San Francisco, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Some, mostly media and nervous Giants fans, say San Francisco faces a must-win situation tonight. The Giants seem pretty calm. Manager Bruce Bochy and pitching ace Madison Bumgarner have denied reports that Bochy would shuffle the pitching order and start Bumgarner tonight on short rest. Bochy says he's sticking with scheduled starter Ryan Vogelsong, who hasn't been Bumgarner-esque in the postseason, but still good, with 3 wins and no losses in 6 career playoff starts. The Giants do know they have to start producing more runs, and early. Kansas City's vaunted late-game relief pitchers have been as good as advertised the past 2 games. They've allowed 1 Giants hit in the final 3 innings of both games combined. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.
And the game takes place at 8:07 Eastern tonight. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.